Jason Bosserman has come through the town records in Durban and tells us some stories about a 1913 fire there and early prevention and firefighting in that town.
In the minutes of the old books up here at the Durban Town Hall, there was a fire on the East End. Now, that's the end where you come in from Bartow and Frank, across from the railroad station, the depot there. I had heard that there was a fire, and I finally came across it in the minutes. And it actually happened in early July of 1913. And that's a little fishy. A July, you have a fire. I mean, you're normally not burning any wood or anything at that time. But there were a lot of wooden buildings built there. In fact, that was where the Durban drugstore was, just about right across from the depot. That was the first building to burn, and evidently they just burned right down to the bank building, which still stands. But there were three or four rather large buildings that did burn in that July. It was pretty bad. When it did get down to the bank building, we do have a picture of people out front, but the side of the building still has a lot of black smoke on it. And it looks like the windows were actually burned out on that side where there was wood at the bank building, and you can see that from the picture.
We will place a copy of that early photograph of the Durban Bank Building on our website with this story.
Right after that, a couple of things happened. First of all, the mayor at that time was Kenna Rexroad. And they came up with an ordinance that any other building on Main Street, any other business that was to be built, was to be built of fireproof material only. Masonry, bricks, block, stone, any kind of a fireproof thing was what passed through council. And that pretty well has held true. The buildings that did go back were built that way. But I also wanted to add to that Mayor Kenna Rexroad happened to be a Mason and did masonry work. I've got some pictures of Kenna Rexroad here. He was a big, strapping, strong-looking fella and a big hunter. I mean, there's some pictures up here of bear hunts, and I think he was right out there with the rest of them, with the bears in front of a store. The other story I want to talk about, also at a Durban Town Council meeting. Now, this probably was around 1914, 1915. There were two or three sentences in the book, and it was another ordinance, but it read, Durban Town Council would like to start a fire department. And what they did was they ordered one short ladder, one long ladder, and 100 buckets to fight fires with. And so obviously they were planning on, you know, just getting down to the river and passing the bucket brigade on up to the fire. And so that was the beginning of the BFD, Bartow Frank Durban Fire Department. And they have done very well. They've just been a great department, and they've been up here for years, and we've had a lot of great volunteers that have served on the BFD, and we're real proud of our fire department here in the northern end.
Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.